Greetings and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher coming to you from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, where we have five finals tomorrow and Saturday, and then my first year of theology studies here at the seminary is done. I did some of this 30 years ago, but having to redo a little bit of it, but that's okay. I'm here with Debbie Giorgiani, and we are underway here, Debbie, but we got a little bit of a shortened program today.
We do, Jerry, because there's a lot of coverage, of course, happening with the votes from the conclave and updates of what's going on at the Vatican. Lots of folks have flown in to be part of the excitement of when a new pope is announced. So, yeah, this is a short, very brief take two, but we've done this before, and it's actually quite fun because we get our take two family to call in very quickly. And so here is the question. If you have something to say about this, please go quickly. Don't wait the entire, it would normally be an hour, so you got a half hour. Here we go. The question is, we're talking about suffering today. How has suffering changed you? For the better? Or for the worse? How has suffering changed you? If you've been through a lot of suffering in your life, well, call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And yes, Matt Kabinsky is ready to answer your calls. He's calling this show the Take Two Lightning Round.
Yeah, if you want to get in, call right now. It's always the best time to call. And this program is all about your wisdom, your insights, your lived experiences, and especially today, a topic like this, your lived experiences. If you have been through suffering of any kind in your life, did you surrender to it? Did you surrender to God and His will for your life? How did you come out of that? Maybe you're still in the midst of suffering right now and you can't make sense of it. You're wondering where God is in all of this. Maybe you became more compassionate, more empathetic because of suffering that you have been through. Or maybe you're looking, maybe you're watching a loved one suffer right now and they're trying to make sense of that and you're trying to help them make sense of that. So we can go a lot of directions with this, but how has suffering changed you or maybe someone that you know? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Calls are coming in rather quickly. That's great because you know this is a very short take two, so we want to make the most of it with the Take Two family. So please dial in 833-288-3986. How has suffering changed you? That's what we want to know. And Jerry, we have a lot going on. This is an exciting time to be Catholic. You know, the whole world, there's a spotlight on us. Any comments about that, Jerry?
Well, you mean the spotlight on the church?
Yeah, I just think it's so beautiful the way even the secular media is commenting, and it's real positive.
Well, yeah, obviously when you have an institution, if we can call it that, I guess it is an institution of sorts, divinely, you know, inspired and protected, but with a billion people, you know, there's no other organization or institution on the face of the earth that could come close to having the membership that the Catholic Church has. So yeah, the media realize they have to, you know, they have to be covering this and be right there. Everybody's trying to scoop everybody else, you know, so yeah, so the media, they're going to be right there carrying all of this. Of course, what you want to do, folks, is, and you'll agree with this, Debbie, stay tuned to EWTN Radio and Television for the best and most, you know, most clear-headed, I think, coverage and the most, you know, reasonable coverage of all of this.
Oh, I have my EWTN on round the clock. So, yes, I totally agree. Well, Lisa is ready. Jerry, let's go to Lisa in Plano, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Lisa, thanks so much for taking part in this conversation. Go right ahead.
Well, I was explaining to the gentleman that answered the call that I experienced suffering through my grief of losing my son, who was 30-something years old. He was living with us, and he had a family that was living with us, too, a young family, and his daughter. And we took on the responsibility of the child along with the mother and child from another marriage. And that suffering, that grief, we just made this huge decision that changed our lives, and we're still suffering from that, from the original suffering. It doesn't end. And I mean, if there are parents going through something like this, I want to let them know that be very cautious when in your grief you take on a lot more responsibility than you can handle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we're so sorry for the loss of your son. Can you, do you feel comfortable at all giving us his name for the prayer book? If you don't, Jesus knows.
Oh, Charles.
That. Charles. Okay, okay. And I want to put Charles in the book. So you obviously there's the family that's left behind, right? And so there's responsibilities with that family, and it sounds like the most of the responsibility, and then of course the grief of losing your son fell on you, right?
Right.
Wow.
And my family, I'm from a very large family, mm-hmm. and we're just spiraling in the grief. And the unexpected, you know, loss of him.
Right, right.
He's an amazing, people always say that, but it's true of him. He was golden. He was good. He was always giving of himself, giving of too much, and that's what kind of led to his death. But what happened was wasn't really my husband, you know, he didn't really want to take it on, but he knew that I was spiraling. Mm-hmm. And this would maybe help save me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, let me ask you this real quickly, Lisa, and you may have to hold through the break. Is there something that we could say to you that would help you through this or possibly give you a new maybe avenue to focus on? Or do you just need to just get this out and just share what's going on?
Yeah, need to get it out because, you know, if we hadn't taken on that responsibility, we do not believe that our granddaughter would be who she is today, seven years later.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a sacrifice, but we, suffering led to it, and we are still suffering because the mom is very difficult.
Well, Lisa, as Debbie said, the prayer book is now filled with your name and your son's name and all of those
family.
People in this whole family in this unfortunate situation. We're going to pray that God really just gives you grace and peace to be able to deal with this whole situation. You can email us anytime as well at take2@ewtn.com. We're going to get a short break here and then continue on with our calls today on Take 2.